For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. The Malco Majestic Cinema over on Winchester and Riverdale in southeast Memphis is being transformed into a community entertainment complex. Caleb Suggs with WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting says it aims to be a center for filmmaking and TV production in the Bluff City.
MVP3 Studios is a new mixed-use entertainment complex scheduled to operate by July. Marie Pisano, founder and CEO of MVP3 Entertainment Group, says this project was 20 years in the making and all about redefining the entertainment industry in Memphis.
So we're all about film, music, and community. We are not going to do films that will divide and separate people. We want to educate. We got to teach the city how to become an entertainment business. So there will be plenty of opportunities.
By July 1st, the 80,000 square foot Malco Majestic Cinema building will open with 6 movie theaters, dining, and event rental space. And that's just phase one. Phase two, in the fall, will come with sound stages, music recording studios, and a TV network. Pisano says future expansion plans for the $50 million project include a museum, a hotel, and most ambitiously, an indoor amusement park.
It's going to be like you're going to Hollywood, Universal Studios, and will not only be a force to be reckoned with here, but also be able to tell the Memphis indie stories.
Of course, such a monumental project is likely to garner a little bit of skepticism from the public. Local filmmaker Ryan McCrory says he hopes MVP3 Studios will happen, but he'll have to wait and see.
I like to be optimistic about things. There's half of me that's like, ooh, that would be really awesome. And then there's the realist part that's like, oh, I wonder if they can pull that off, you know?
Marty Lang is a producer, University of Memphis assistant professor of film, and an expert in indie filmmaking. He says the three things you need to support a film industry in any city are an educated and trained workforce, tax incentives, and a brick-and-mortar infrastructure. Memphis already has the first two.
Anything that brings brick-and-mortar infrastructure for the film industry into an area, I think, is a wonderful thing. If MVP3 goes, which it looks like it's going to, that would provide that here. And that would be sort of the first official film-built studio infrastructure in town. And I think that would be a huge boost, you know, for the ability of the city to attract films and also for, you know, local filmmakers to be able to work on bigger projects of their own.
Lang says a community-driven studio like MVP3 would be great for Memphis not only as a resource to local creatives, but also as inspiration for the next generation.
If you don't see it, it's hard for you to imagine yourself doing it. Just the idea that there's a professional film culture here now, I think is going to be a huge benefit to the entire community. Because now kids that are growing up in town will be able to look to this place and they'll be able to see there are people making a living doing this. Maybe I can too.
And creating jobs for creative people is the real promise of this new complex, a potential hometown Hollywood for an industry on the rise here in Memphis. For WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Caleb Suggs.